is a recording of a special board of directors meeting, March 5, 2020, Chugach Electric Association.
Join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Great, so we have present in the room Director Hollis, Director Morse, and myself. And on the teleconference, we have Director Reeves and Director Crawford. And we are expecting two other directors to call in, but we'll go ahead and get started, and hopefully they will join us soon. Okay. So, this is a special board meeting. Hopefully, you've had a chance to review the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All right, is there any discussion on the agenda for the evening? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda as written, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay. We have no persons to be heard that I see in the audience. No member comments. So if nothing on the consent agenda for the evening, nothing on CEO reports and correspondence. We have no director's reports this evening, no unfinished business, no new business. And we are going to go directly into executive session. Do we have a motion for that?
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors go into executive session to, number one, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and two, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Second. All right. All those in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
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 All right. And we are now in executive session. Yeah. Are we back on? Okay. All right. So we've come out of executive session. We're going to go on to director comments, and I'm going to go to Harry first because he's in the latest time zone. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, I really don't have anything much else to add. I think that the thoughts that I have at this moment, I would be better off just not saying.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Stuart.
So I guess, well, first off, thank you for the information. I think that the first few minutes really helped give some comfort to that we're thinking and understanding where we are. And I just say, let's be cautiously optimistic. And that's all.
Great. Thank you. Director Reeves.
I appreciated the slides and the information. I know everyone put it together on short notice. I appreciate the different perspectives from Sherry and from Arthur and from Matt. I think and from Lee. Those are four different perspectives, and it's really good to hear them and for the board to be engaged in a conversation sort of among all the management at the same time. So again, I say it every time, I really appreciate the positive working relationship between the board and management and among the board members individually and among the management staff. So thank you, Lee. My compliments to you and your team.
Thank you, Susan. Director Hollis?
You know, I would say the same thing. Thank you, Lee. Thank you all for jumping through the hoops to help satisfy our concerns, and hopefully you can appreciate where we're coming from. The risk factor obviously was high. Didn't help that we were out of town, and as our chair said, you know, you can make up things when you don't have all the information in your own mind. So I'm not sure we all did that, but certainly you know, when we're closer and face to face, resolves a lot of those concerns pretty easily. So thank you for doing that. You guys are always jump through those hoops. It's amazing you can get it done with everything else you have going on, and I hope you know that it is much appreciated.
Director Morris?
Sure. You know, I think it's clear in the way that the co-op structure works that everybody has a distinct role with a unique purpose and opportunity to do right by our ratepayers. And I think this past week, everybody did their job. The board, I think, really did their job. I think the management team did their job. I think the people that support the management team have done their job. And I feel better today than I did a week ago, in part because I think we all work together. So I appreciate this special board meeting. I appreciate the extra work that it was, the extra time that we had. I agree that getting together has a lot of value. I'm grateful that the board was actually all together this past week, and I'm grateful that we're here now. So thank you.
Lee?
Great discussions. I think it is a benefit. The more heads together, the better we are. And the last thing we want to be is, you know, have a bunch of people just nod and say, yeah, let's keep on keeping on. So I think it's good to revisit. I think it's good to have these discussions. And we definitely are accountable to the membership. And I totally recognize that the board does have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that everything is going in the right direction. So we take that very seriously. And we'll respond accordingly. Thank you.
And I just want to say thank you to Lee, the staff, everybody that's put in all the effort to give us all the information. I think that the presentation that you put together tonight was really tremendous in alleviating any concerns that we had after the order came out. I really appreciate the board and putting together their thoughtful questions, and you guys taking the time to answer them. And you know, I actually think that it's kind of a it's a little bit of a blessing that we had the time to take a pause and really think about what the potential outcomes could be. And you know, we've been very, very focused on getting this through and making sure we do everything to get a perfect approval. And the world isn't perfect, and you know, chances are we're not going to get a perfect approval. And so it's good to have the thoughts of what will we do with the ultimate outcome, and how do we move forward to make this go forward. So I really just appreciate everyone's efforts doing their job and being on board, and thank you all. I know it's been a long week, so with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And we are now adjourned. Good evening, everyone.